Hello and welcome to the Divorced Dadvocate, where we help dads create a healthy and less traumatic divorce. My name is Jude Sandoval and I am your host today. Welcome back to our series of series for the new year. We're in a three-part series that we are talking about. We talked about last week, taking stock to start your new year's on the right foot. This week, we're going to talk about tips for living your best year. And next week, we'll talk about four changes that can transform your year. So hopefully you found some value last week in taking stock. It's an important thing to do before really assessing your year this year and what you want to do and making goals and doing some of those other things. In order to know where you're going, you got to know where you came from, right? So taking stock of last year and of your life is really pretty important. So, but before we get into the tips for living your best year, I will just remind you the show notes with the divorce quiz that is still up at thedivorcequiz.com. Check it out. We're getting about a person a day going through and checking that out and going through it. It is a fantastic tool to gauge where you're at in your divorce compared to others. So it will immediately give you some results that will allow you to take an assessment of where you're at. And then if you'd like, you can schedule a time for us to sit down and chat and go through those results and see where you're at and what I might be able to help you with. So check that out either at the website at thedivorcedadvocate.com under the divorce quiz tab, or go to thedivorcequiz.com and that'll take you directly to it. It'll take about 10 minutes, but it will definitely be beneficial. All right, so this is going to be short and sweet again this week. Last week, I think, was 20 minutes or so. And my whole idea and philosophy around keeping it short and sweet is that you are going to listen today and you're going to listen for the 15, 20 minutes that I'm going to share with you. And then you're going to take some immediate action right now, right here with some of the tips that I'm going to give you. Hopefully last week you've done that, took stock in some things and wrote some of that stuff down, maybe journaled like we talked about. And now you're ready to take a look at some tips for living your best year. Now, these are going to just be three real simple and straightforward tips. And I will say that these are tips that I have implemented myself. Some of them have gone well and have been easy to implement. Some of them I have implemented begrudgingly, and it has been challenging to get these. And some have been suggestions from others, business coach that I worked with this year, and some other resources that I've utilized in putting these together. So the first one is break it down. Now, what does that mean? Break it down. That means break it down what it is that you want to accomplish for this year. And that can be very, very specific. That should be very specific. And it should be very narrowly focused. Now, all of these tips you can take and you can do with multiple different things that you want in order to implement them into your life. But breaking it down means taking a big goal that you have. And I'm going to use the fitness examples. They're really easy examples for people to follow and understand. And we've all probably done some fitness goal or created some fitness goals and tried to work towards those at some point. So they're easy examples to utilize. So in the example of breaking it down for a fitness example is you want to take that goal and then you want to work backwards from that goal to figure out how you are in fact going to get to and accomplish that goal. And so so that goal can be, I want to feel healthier. And so that can be a general goal, but so if you start to break it down backwards from that, then you're wanting to feel healthier means that you're going to need to be eating right. And so if you need to be eating right, then that means that you're going to be needing to source some foods from better places than you've been sourcing foods right now. It might mean that you're going to have to look into creating or finding some recipes in order to cook with those foods. It might mean that you're going to have to then carve out the time to research those recipes, and you're going to have to carve out the time to actually go and shop at the places where you're going to shop in order to get that healthy food or produce or whatever it might be. And so you can kind of see how it works back when you break it down from a goal. So you can do the same thing. Let's stay with the I want to feel healthy, but take it down the specific fitness route, like I said, where you decide that you need to start exercising. So you want to feel healthier and you know that you have to start exercising. Well, you need to start maybe going to the gym. So then you need to work back from there and actually find a gym. You got to work back from there and actually join the gym, or actually, I guess that would be right before the finding the gym is joining the gym. And then you've got to work back from there and you've got to break it down and carve out into your schedule the time that you're going to actually go to the gym. Now, that's how you break it down. So you can do this with anything. You can do this professionally. This is actually a business concept, a professional business concept when you're looking at trying to reach a goal. You break it down and work backwards from each and every one of those. And I highly suggest writing it down on paper because it helps you to visualize it, or a whiteboard. Like I've got a whiteboard next to me in my office here. And if I'm working through a goal that I need to break down, then I will just write it out on the whiteboard. And it's a dry erase whiteboard, so it's nice. So if one of the steps is off, I can add one in and I can move it around. But try to do that. Those of you who are really tech savvy can do the mind mapping stuff that's online, or the different type of mapping software that's out there. All of you project managers and engineers that are out there listening can do it in a fancy way. But it's really important to work back and look at and create each and every one of those steps in order to reach your goal. So that's number one, break it down. Number two is track your time. Now, this one is going to blow your mind. I had a business coach in the beginning of the year that had me do this for a week. And you will be absolutely amazed what you spend time on. And so what this is tracking your time from the moment you wake up in the morning to the moment that you put your head down on the pillow at night. Now, you can do this in a spreadsheet, you can do it in a notepad on your phone, but literally what you're doing is you are tracking the minutes that you are doing anything. So you get up in the morning, and if you have a routine like I do now, then the routine is exercising, and then you exercise and you put down, you're exercising for 30 minutes, getting ready for 30 minutes, driving to work for 15 minutes, getting to work, and then what you're doing in that time at work. Now, you got to be honest with this too. So if you're at work or you're doing something or you're sitting around the house and you're scrolling social media, you got to put that down too. Or if you get distracted from what you're doing and you're checking emails, you got to do that too. So basically, you just have to be sitting there and tracking your time every moment that you may change whatever action or behavior or thing that you are doing. And then at the end of the week, go through each and every one of the days and add up all the time that you have taken in each and every one of the tasks that you've performed during that week. And I promise you, you're going to see so much opportunity to fill in gaps or make your time more efficient and more effective. You just I'm conscientious of it, and I'm conscientious of some of the things that I do to kind of procrastinate or put things off or just waste time. And I even did this, and I was still like, oh man, I can really, really get more productive in my day. So track your time for 1 week and look at where you are spending your time and what you are doing. And then, you know, you can utilize this, and this is the next thing I'm going to talk about, which is redesigning your life in the manner that you want it. So you can take all of what you broke down before, of the goals that you want, and now you have the opportunity because you know exactly how much you're spending time. And look, time is the one resource that we are all given the same access to, the same amount of, that nobody's going to be able to gain more or get more, buy more, do anything. So it is incumbent upon each and every one of us to utilize it to the best of our abilities, the best way that we know how. So everybody has the same amount of it every single day. So we can utilize it and design our lives exactly how we want that to look. So once you've got the time, the times that you're utilizing in your daily tasks every day, I do something that's called time blocking. Now this is one of those begrudging ones that I have started to utilize and have started to create in order to keep on task on what I want to do in that breaking it down portion that we talked about. So time blocking is literally from the time that you wake up, and it's so easy to do now with your Google Calendar or your Apple Calendar on your phone or on your computer, and you're blocking times throughout your day to do everything. And when I say everything, I mean from the time you get up. So you're setting your timer to get up in the morning at whatever time that may be, and you know that you're going to need 30 minutes to get ready. You block that time into your calendar, or if you work out, or if you do meditation or prayer or journaling or whatever that might be in the morning, or whenever, then that is going to be the what you're going to put into that time block. And what this is going to help you do is just create these times where you need this. Now, I've gotten really good at creating the time blocks for my morning routines, so I've got that down. I'm not quite as good about doing it for during the day. And so that's, again, this is just a tool that you got to start creating the environment and utilizing. And so what I have done is I start every week at the beginning of the week with my time blocking on Mondays, and I block out everything that I know that is on my calendar that I have to do for that week. So some stuff I've kind of got two different categories. One is the everyday stuff that I have to do. I'm going to be exercising. I'm going to be journaling. I'm going to be praying. I'm going to be doing, preparing dinner. I'm going to be getting ready for bed, or I'm going to be getting ready in the morning. So I've got all of those things that are just automatically put into my calendar every single day of the week. And those are the given ones that I'm going to be doing at certain times every single day. And then I've got the other ones, which are all the variable ones, and those kind of depend on what might come up in your day or your week. And so what I try to do then on Monday or Sunday, whatever day you decide, is I then create a time blocking for the entire week. Now, that doesn't mean you have to be strict and just have that be. You can be a little bit flexible with it if you have to change appointments, whatnot, but I try to particularly put the stuff in that I know I have to do that week. So it's the whole concept of eating the frog, which is do the tough stuff, the stuff you don't want to do, as soon as possible and immediately, and get it done. So if I've got a big project or something that I need to get done in the week, I'll try to schedule that early in the week on Monday or Tuesday. Also, another tip is give yourself enough time to complete everything. You don't want to be stressing yourself out. And actually, if you finish something and you have time left over, then that's going to just help you mentally and emotionally think, oh yes, I'm accomplishing things. And then you can fill in extra time on other stuff that you're doing. So time blocking is cool and amazing, and this is a baby step. So when I say redesign your life, by doing this, what you're doing, which is taking small incremental steps to redesigning your life, so then you are eventually reaching those large goals that you have created when you did the first step, which was breaking it down. So you want it to be healthier, you want it to feel healthier, and what you've done with the time blocking, tracking your time and then time blocking, is you've done this in small incremental steps to get to there. So time blocking, after a while, if you've time blocked that time for the exercise every single day to into your schedule, and then you've executed and done it, then eventually you're going to get to that level where you're feeling healthy. And so you won't even know it, and the progress might be slow. And here's another thing is, don't measure by where you're going, measure by what you're doing on that given time. And if you're doing better today than you were yesterday, I've got a podcast about this, and I've got an article, a blog post article about this too. So go check that out too, which is, it's called Measuring the Gap. So you're going to measure yourself not by how close you are to your goal, but how you did compared to yesterday. So if you're doing better, and or if you continue to do well and you continue to stick to your exercise, let's say, then continue to do that and continue to do that, and you'll start to see things build and you'll start getting closer to your goal. So those are our three tips for living your best year. The first being, break it down, make sure to figure out what it is that you want, and then work backwards from there and how to get it. Number two, track your time. You're going to be amazed how much time you've got. And you're never going to say again, well, I just don't have enough time. Maybe you will, if you start doing this so well and so effectively that you fill your schedule. This has become a problem for me, that I've time blocked everything so much and I've committed to stuff that now I look at my calendar some days and go, I just can't fit this in. But in the beginning, trust me, you're going to look and you're going to go, I've got all this time that I need to be utilizing in a much better fashion. And then the last one is, redesign your life. Do not sleepwalk through your life. You have the ability, with just those two tools that I gave you today, to design the most amazing life for yourself and your children going forward. I know that this might be a struggle at this time and things are a little bit uncertain and chaotic, but it is the perfect opportunity and the perfect time for you to implement these and create an awesome, healthy, and less traumatic divorce, as well as an amazing life for yourself and your children. I hope you found some value in this today. I appreciate it. If you did, please comment, please like, and send us messages. But most importantly, share it with somebody else. Share it with another divorced or divorcing dad that you may know, or just post it on your social media. You might not know who it's going to help or who might even be contemplating divorce. And this is just going to continue to help us spread the divorced advocate community even more than it has through 2021. 2022 is going to be an awesome year. And I so appreciate you being here. So appreciate you listening. And God bless. And we'll talk with you next week.